Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Makichis. Teaching Tips by Wilbert Makichi is a widely used, research-informed guide for improving college and university teaching. Written by a longtime leader in faculty development and the scholarship of teaching and learning, the book translates what is known about how students learn into practical strategies instructors can apply immediately. Rather than treating teaching as a set of fixed tricks, it frames effective instruction as intentional course design supported by clear goals, aligned assessments, and purposeful classroom methods. The guidance is especially helpful for instructors facing common higher education challenges, such as motivating diverse learners, leading productive discussions, making lectures more engaging, and assessing learning fairly. Makichi's teaching tips also recognizes the realities of academic life, including large classes, time constraints, and pressure to cover content. Across its chapters, the book encourages reflective practice, evidence-based experimentation, and small changes that accumulate into meaningful gains in student learning and instructor confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, designing courses backward from learning goals. A central theme in Makichi's teaching tips is that strong teaching begins before the first class meeting, with deliberate planning that starts from what students should be able to do by the end of a course. The book emphasizes writing clear learning goals that go beyond content coverage to include skills, thinking processes, and habits of mind. Once goals are defined, instructors can align readings, class activities, assignments, and exams to those goals so students encounter consistent signals about what matters. This approach helps prevent common problems such as overloaded syllabi, mismatched assessments, and classes that feel busy but do not produce durable learning. The guidance is practical for both new and experienced faculty. Decide what to prioritize, sequence topics in a way that supports conceptual growth, and build in opportunities for practice and feedback. The book also highlights that different goals call for different teaching methods, so course planning should include choices about lecture, discussion, group work, writing, labs, or experiential activities. By making alignment explicit, instructors can improve transparency for students and reduce grading conflicts because evaluation criteria follow directly from the stated outcomes. Secondly, lecturing that promotes active learning and retention. While many instructors rely on lecture, Makichi's teaching tips treats lecturing as a method that can be improved through structure, engagement, and attention to cognitive limits. The book encourages instructors to design lectures around key questions and conceptual frameworks rather than long chains of information It underscores the value of signaling organization, using examples strategically, and periodically checking for understanding to keep students mentally active. Instead of assuming listening equals learning, it recommends breaking up presentation time with brief activities such as retrieval questions, short writing prompts, problem solving, or peer explanation. These pauses help students process ideas, reveal misconceptions, and improve long-term memory. The book also addresses practical techniques like opening with a motivating problem, varying pace, and using visuals or demonstrations with purpose rather than decoration. It recognizes that students take cues from what the instructor emphasizes, so clarity about what is essential can reduce note-taking overload and improve comprehension. For large classes, the same principles apply through simple tools like think-pair-share, low-stakes quizzes, or structured handouts. The overall message is that lectures work best when they are intentionally designed for attention, understanding, and practice. Thirdly, leading discussions and collaborative learning. Effectively, Makichi's teaching tips provides concrete advice for turning discussion into a learning engine rather than an unfocused conversation. It explains how discussion works best when it has clear purposes, thoughtful prompts, and norms that support participation from more than the most confident students. The book addresses common obstacles such as silence, domination, off-topic drifting, and superficial comments. Instructors are guided to prepare students with readings and targeted questions, then use facilitation moves that deepen thinking, including asking for evidence, inviting alternative perspectives, and connecting contributions to course goals. Collaborative learning is treated as more than putting students in groups. It requires structure, accountability, and tasks that demand interdependence. The book highlights ways to design group activities so students practice analysis, application, and explanation, not just divide up work. It also discusses strategies for managing conflict, ensuring equitable participation, and assessing group products or processes fairly. Practical classroom formats such as small group discussions, debates, case analysis, and problem-based learning are presented as adaptable templates. The underlying idea is that discussion and group work can cultivate critical thinking and motivation when instructors plan roles, expectations, and follow-up rather than relying on improvisation alone. Fourthly, motivation, inclusion, and responding to student diversity. A major contribution of Makichi's teaching tips is its attention to the human factors that shape learning, including motivation, identity, and differences in preparation. The book emphasizes that students engage more deeply when they see value in the material, believe they can improve, and feel respected in the classroom. It encourages instructors to clarify relevance, provide achievable challenges, and offer feedback that supports growth rather than only judging performance. It also speaks to inclusive teaching by urging faculty to examine how course policies, participation norms, examples, and assessments may advantage some students over others. Practical suggestions include setting transparent expectations, using varied ways for students to participate, and choosing learning activities that allow multiple strengths to surface. The book acknowledges that students differ in prior knowledge, study skills, language background, and confidence. So instruction should include scaffolding such as guided practice, review opportunities, and explicit modeling of disciplinary thinking. It also encourages instructors to create a classroom climate that reduces fear of mistakes and invites questions. By treating diversity as a normal feature of college classrooms, the book helps instructors design learning environments where more students can persist, contribute, and achieve at high levels. Lastly, assessment, feedback, and grading that improve learning. Makichi's teaching tips approaches assessment as part of teaching, not merely a way to rank students. It highlights the importance of aligning exams and assignments with learning goals, so students are evaluated on what the course claims to teach. The book underscores formative assessment practices that provide timely information to both students and instructors, enabling adjustment before high-stakes grading. Examples include low-stakes quizzes, minute papers, draft submissions, and targeted feedback on key criteria. It also discusses constructing fair tests, writing clear questions, and using rubrics to make expectations visible and grading more consistent. Beyond mechanics, the book addresses how feedback influences motivation. Comments are most useful when they are specific, actionable, and connected to standards, while excessive correction can overwhelm students and reduce persistence. The book also explores grading policies that shape behavior, including how weighting, opportunities for revision, and transparency can promote learning rather than point chasing. For instructors, thoughtful assessment can reduce conflicts and improve course quality over time by revealing where students struggle. The overall emphasis is on using evaluation to support learning, maintain academic standards, and strengthen trust in the fairness of the course. In conclusion, this book is best suited for college and university instructors, graduate teaching assistants, instructional designers, and faculty mentors who want practical ways to improve student learning without needing to become full-time education researchers. It can also benefit experienced teachers who sense that their courses work but want stronger evidence-based routines for engagement, inclusion, and assessment. The value for a reader's life is concrete. Clearer course design reduces stress and last-minute improvisation. Stronger classroom methods increase student participation and satisfaction, and better assessment practices make grading more efficient and less contentious. Over time, these changes can lead to more confident teaching, improved student outcomes, and a stronger professional reputation. Compared to many teaching books that focus on a single method or trend, Makichi's Teaching Tips offers a broad toolkit grounded in established learning principles and adaptable to different disciplines, class sizes, and institutional contexts. Its strength is the translation of research and experience practice into actionable guidance that can be implemented in small steps, making it a worthwhile purchase for anyone who teaches regularly and wants reliable strategies that keep working beyond one semester. If you would like to support Wilbert Makichi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.